Next will be item number eight, PR 2024-010951, also known as PR 2024-010617, minor plat application number 2025-00043, a minor preliminary and final plat request. Jeebs and Zuzu LLC, agent for Yes Housing Incorporated and Chelsea Investment Corporation, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track 165. Subject site is zoned MXM, located at 701 Coors Boulevard Northwest, the west side of Coors Boulevard between Fortuna and Glen Rio Road, and between 64th Street and Coors Boulevard. Subject property contains approximately 13.77 acres in area. Do you have a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Yes, sir. This is Dave Hickman.
Mr. Hickman, good morning, sir. Let me
Good
swear you
morning.
in, and then if you'll give us your name and mailing address for the record, please.
Dave Hickman, Jeebs and Zuzu, 5924 Anaheim Northeast, Suite A, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113. And yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. I swear affirm the testimony you'll give will be the truth.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please.
I wanted to bring a quick update to the DHO and the DFT staff. Thank you. We appreciate your time and comments. Since our last meeting 2 weeks ago, we've been trying to work on Ernest's comments relative to the right of way and the dedication of the right of way. In the analysis of that, the civil engineers have determined that we actually need to extend that right of way on Glen Rio to adjust for an additional 1 foot inside of our property. So we appreciate Ernest's comments. They've actually been pretty critical in the analysis so far. We do not yet have the signed plat back from the survey to be able to present to the board this morning. And so we would request that we defer to the next DHO meeting as such.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hickman. Appreciate that. Let me just hear from any DFT staff members, make sure we're all on the same page, and then if there are questions there or comments that need to be addressed, additional comments that need to be addressed, I'll come back to you. Okay, Mr. Armijo, let me start with you real quick. Let me swear you in, and then if you need to or you want to provide any comment for the record based on Mr. Hickman's statements. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and no, I'm glad that Mr. Hickman spoke up on this. It's like I did have several comments. I think what happened was since they are coming through with a site plan on one portion of the overall site that they're looking for the replat for, that's what they focused all of their previous information on, whereas the replat itself is going to affect a much larger area, so I needed information along Coors and Fortuna, and also for right-of-way dedication where the right-of-way overlapped existing sidewalks. So I'm glad that they're on top of that, and hopefully we can work through this next week.
Okay, Mr. Armijo, thank you so much. Any other DFT staff members? I won't go through everyone individually, as we're not ready to have a full hearing on this matter, but are there any DFT staff members that have comments that Mr. Hickman needs to address prior to the next time we get together? Not seeing or hearing anyone. Mr. Hickman, let me jump back to you. Again, know based on your testimony, know that you're working on this matter. The next scheduled hearing of the DHO is October the 8th. Would that provide you with enough time? I don't want to
Yes, sir.
shortchange you, but I want to make sure we schedule you as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir. That would be wonderful if we could be on that hearing. That would be great.
Okay. Before I do that, I apologize. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak on item number eight, PR 2024-010951, also known as PR 2024-010617? If you'd like to participate as a member of the public, please let us know. I'm not seeing anybody. Okay, last call for any members of the public. All right, Mr. Hickman, thank you so much. I'll
Thank
close
you,
the
sir.
floor at this time. We will defer this matter, as requested, to the October 8th hearing, allow you additional time to work on your transportation issues, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hickman. Appreciate it. Okay, we need to go back. To item number three. This is PR 2025-020104, minor plat application number 2025-00046. Mr. Stapleton, thank you for coming back, sir. Just remind you that you're under oath. We had some transportation considerations to make. For the record, did you get those submitted?
I did. They're on the screen in front of you.
Thank you, sir. And either Mr. Rodenbeck or Mr. Armijo, remind both of you gentlemen, you're still under oath. Anybody want to, for the record, describe Mr. Stapleton's submittal?
This is thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note that I emailed all DFT staff and staff that were copied in the original correspondence about this development and the determination letter here from Mr. Stapleton. So you all have received it as well by email.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, comments, questions?
Okay, so I did look over your determination request. Thank you very much for getting that in so quickly. So along San Mateo, I can agree to allow that determination to go through. The existing sidewalks are 5 feet, which it, I mean, it doesn't meet it for the roadway classification, but it is the city minimum, and it does meet ADA requirements. Along Ortiz, I have a hard time accepting the determination for that one, mainly because the sidewalk's so narrow, and this being a you're building something for residents. You
Sure.
know, it's like ADA is a lot more important. And looking at the aerial of this, it looks like the very northern portion of the property actually has wider sidewalk. I mean, the majority is the narrower 3.5 foot, but the upper portion, the upper northern portion, it looks like up to your first driveway actually is a wider sidewalk. So you wouldn't have to worry about that portion. And then you have a much smaller frontage along Ortiz, and you have let's see how many driveways proposed there. Take a quick look. And you have a secondary proposed driveway there. So the amount of sidewalk that you would have to widen to provide this isn't really that much.
Sure.
So I would ask that you do the widening along Ortiz, but I agree to that the determination along San Mateo should be adequate.
Understood. That makes sense, Ernest. I'll get the sidewalk on Ortiz on an infrastructure list.
Okay, thank you much. Jay, if could I condition that? Or is it something we need now? It looks like they have enough right of way to widen the sidewalk, so there isn't right of way concerns.
This is Jay Rubeck. Ernest, if you feel like it's conditionable, fine. That works for me.
Okay. I will throw that in the chat.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Looks like did I cover everybody? I covered all other DFT staff members. Is that right, staff? Or tell me if I didn't.
Stopped with me before. I don't
Hi.
know if planning
Okay.
had gone yet.
Marcelo did
Yes,
present
I
the
did. I
plan.
did cover my
Oh, okay.
comments.
Did
Yes, I
Marcelo,
did.
just to remember, did you get your conditions of approval in the chat?
Yes, I did.
Looking through here. Yes, you did. Yep, we got it, Mr. Hearing Officer. We got the conditions of it might help in this case. It might be good to put them back in. I don't know. It's up to you,
I've got
Mr.
him
Hearing Officer.
here.
You got him? Okay.
Yes, sir. No need, Mr. Ibata. I've got
Awesome.
him here. Okay, so we are on item number three, which is PR 2025-020104, minor plat application number 2025-00046. I'm going to approve the request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. Planning comments include the project and the application numbers need to be added to the plat. Next, a zoning certificate must be issued for the case, excuse me, for this case after the appeal period ends on October 3rd, 2025, prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, proof of the zone map amendment notice of decision must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, a copy of the AEGIS approved EXF file must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat. And
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I
yes, sir,
think,
I'm sorry.
sorry to interrupt, but if we're requiring an infrastructure list, oh, we have that in, sorry. Well, yeah, we need to make sure that we have a recorded IIA condition.
I've
I don't
got it
believe
here.
we do.
Yes, sir.
We need to make sure we have a recorded IIA condition from planning. I don't believe we got that in. Did you read one off?
Will that, yes, sir. Will this suffice? As a condition, if the infrastructure is required for the development and infrastructure list and or IIA infrastructure improvements agreement with a financial guarantee is required.
Okay, I just didn't see that where this is item number three, and I'm not seeing that in Marcelo's conditions. But yeah, let me just add that into the chat too.
Sure. I got it, Jay. Looking at it. And then lastly, as it relates to item number three, there is a condition that please add widening of sidewalk along Ortiz from 3.5 feet to 5 feet to the infrastructure list as discussed by Mr. Armijo. Did I get everything? Or
I
somebody
just
tell
added
me if I didn't get something.
the last one in the chat.
Yes, thank you. And as mentioned previously, if the infrastructure list is needed, an infrastructure list and or IIA with financial guarantee is required. Mr. Stapleton, thank you so much. That will conclude item number three. Appreciate your testimony and your work on this matter. We'll have something in writing related to the notice of decision going out to you shortly.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chernoff, sir. Thank you,
Thank
staff.
you.
Take care.
And that is the last item on today's agenda. Mr. Rodenbeck or any staff members, anything we need to discuss?
Mr. Hearing Officer, just real quick, this isn't for you, but for DFT staff, we do at 1 p.m. have our DFT meeting for the seven sketches that we weren't able to review last week. So just please keep that in mind. We are meeting at 1 p.m. this afternoon at our normal Zoom invitation link for DFT meetings. Just please be aware of that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, staff. Appreciate it. And I guess I'll see you on October the 8th.
See you later.